My name is Hashayar Chazai, but they call me Cash because it's unpronounceable for many people here.
So tell me the story as you're seeing it.
Well, you know, I wasn't trained as an immunologist, so actually I have a rather naive view of immunology, which sometimes helps because you don't have preconceived ideas.
So what were you trained as?
I was trained as a molecular biologist. Actually, my PhD was on aging. And then I decided that subject of aging was rather too complex and not so easy to solve. So I decided that if I become a molecular biologist, I can understand how molecules come together and create life or destroy life. And that's why I became a molecular biologist.
Okay, so you gave a very nice presentation today. What did you talk about?
I talked about the concept that the field of cancer immunology is changing. People had for the past more than a century a preconceived idea that our body is designed to defend us against cancer. And we're now starting to look into what is actually going on in each organ and understanding the biology of it. And this is, I think, the way to go. And the surprise is the host immune response is actually helping the tumor. There are, of course, two sides to it. Well, the tumor has evolved with us. And the reason that it's successful is because it can use all the resources it has. And that those are resources that belong to us. And they use them for their own purpose.
So that really is turning the tables, isn't it?
There is a protective side to it, but that protective side is losing the battle because the cancer is smart and knows how to manipulate the system to its own advantage. I'm not the only person who's come up with this idea, but what we are doing, which is unique and different from others, is that we're looking at regulatory mechanisms which actually get out of control and create immune responses which help the tumor.
So why is the tumor able to manipulate the immune system?
The tumor manipulates the immune system by definition because it's successful, and it can only be successful if it can manipulate the host to win over the host and destroy the host. That's the definition. And at least up to here, we can see that if we interrupt that communication, that pathologic communication between the tumor and the host, not only the tumor will have difficulty growing, but the other side of the immune response, which is what people have been dreaming all these 100 years or so, comes up and starts rejecting the tumor. The big question is, up to what point can you actually get rid of a tumor? That's a very important question.
Have you got any clues?
You know, yes. It just happens that my better half is working on genomic instability in cancer. And if you can interrupt genomic instability, you might be able to limit this flexibility of the tumor and then get rid of it. So then maybe there will be no limit. And what has always driven me, maybe it's cultural, whenever I read something or I see something, the first thing that comes to my mind is, what is wrong with that? Obviously, the way we are thinking is not correct. And I very much appreciate, actually, the philosophy of Harold Varmus, and that's what I said during my talk, that changed the whole philosophy of NIH into more provocative thoughts, into thinking what is wrong with all the dogmas that are around. And I think this is the way to go forward, to break the dogmas.
So what do you think of this meeting?
It's been excellent. It's been really, for me, exciting because it's a stimulating meeting. First of all, as I said, it's a cross-fertilization of people in different fields. There are people who have never thought about the subject which is being presented, and they have a completely blank sheet of paper in front of them, and they ask questions that people who have worked forever and have been engaged in a certain trend of thought have not thought about. And that becomes thought-provoking and stimulating. I really enjoyed it.